You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Bob Cassini behind the console in master control. And we've got the great Chicago show for you today. Stephen Pickford is out in Chicago experiencing the windy city. And actually right now he's at the Drake Hotel. And you've got a room full of guests, Stephen, so I suggest you begin.
Large group here. We're going to start off by discussing the Drake Hotel, the legendary Drake Hotel, overlooking Lake Michigan, the Grand Dame of properties, built 1920, and joined here by the general manager, Grigor Andreevich, and Robert Allegreen. You handle public relations for the Drake. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good
morning. What a beautiful property. Really symbolizes the elegance that was the 1920s, carried forth to today with all the upgraded amenities you'd expect.
This is right. The hotel has been around for many, many years and is certainly a landmark in Chicago, probably in the Midwest. And what makes it so beautiful is the uniqueness of the hotel in terms of location, close to world-class shopping mile, the Magnificent Mile, and as a resort, the Lake Michigan.
Well, yes, you're really the only beachfront hotel in Chicago. I mean, two-minute walk, you're at a beach.
An urban resort is the way we like to position
it. That's correct, yes.
On a hot day like today, that water certainly beckons. And you look at the fine touches in the Drake, such as a feet to sit on while you're going up in the elevator. You don't see that in hotels these days.
That's very true. You know, the Drake prides itself on maintaining certain traditions. We were actually the last hotel in Chicago to do away with elevator operators. We had elevator operators up until 1991, if you can imagine that. But that's just symbolic and emblematic of the fact that the Drake likes to maintain tradition, but at the same time, we do value the contemporary pace of today's business, and this hotel is as up-to-date of a hotel as you will find anywhere in the city.
Oh, you've spent millions of dollars bringing back that elegance and making it really a 21st century property.
That's true. We still have a classic style, but we have a very contemporary pace.
You don't get that style of construction either anymore, where the rooms are so silent. You don't hear everyone down the hallway or the elevators.
This
Everything
is right,
so, yeah. so solid.
I don't think you could build a hotel like this today. It would just cost too much to do so. But back in 1920, when the hotel was completed, it was done at a cost of $10 million.
On site, you have some spectacular restaurants that are legendary in and of their own right.
That's right, yeah. One of the uniqueness of the hotel is the four individual, very, very different restaurants. We start with a Cape Cod room. This has been opened in 1933. A fish and seafood restaurant priding itself to serve the freshest of fish and seafood, and it's an institution in Chicago. As a matter of fact, the gentleman who greets you at the door in this restaurant has been there for 35 years. So
the food's got to be good.
Sorry?
The food's got to be good after 35 years, for sure.
the people working there, well, that's another thing in the hotel, that many, many people have been working for many, many years, what gives it tremendously consistency and a recognition when the guests come in.
Well, you know, they're professionals. You've got craft that builds up over those years. In places where you have a high turnover, they just can't build up that consistency and that brand naming.
This is correct, yeah.
We have one gentleman here talking about consistency who has been making all the soups in the hotel for over 25 years. We call him the soup saint, and he actually is responsible for the hotel's famous bookbinder soup, which is the number one selling item in the hotel, popularized originally in the Cape Cod room, but now sold throughout the hotel.
But in spite of being the soup saint, he still said, Stephen, no soup for you.
That's right. Another very unique thing, and I only highlight the unique areas, is the Club International, which is a private dining club. Was opened around 1950, and we have members in that club. They have been since 1952. I was recently greeted by a gentleman, or I met a gentleman who has been a member there since 1952 in one club all this time.
Well, this is certainly unique in the hotel business that is always rechanging and reflagging and rebranding their restaurants at the whim. And here you have restaurants that are 50 years,
that's
70
true.
Years.
Not to forget also the Coupe d'Or, which is the second bar in the city to open after Prohibition. They were lined up the night that Prohibition ended outside the Cape or the Coke door, and that bar has liquor license number 2 in the city of Chicago.
Oh, especially in Chicago, it's got to have the most storied past I would possibly imagine.
Yes,
this is right.
All kinds of people have come through the doors, that's for sure.
And Steve,
in the Cape Cod room, if you look at the bar, which is an old wooden bar where people have carved their initials, you'll see the initials JD and MM for Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe, who carved their initials in the bar when they were here many years ago.
And, Steve, did you eat at the Eastham table in the Cape Cod room?
No, but 6 years ago I did. Well, my last trip to Chicago, I did eat at the Cape Cod room, and fine, fine dining. I can certainly attest to that fact. And it's the elegance, the sense of elegance, just walking in the door. I mean, the lobby, you don't see those type of lobbies anymore with the chandeliers and the brass and
this
the fine
right,
carpet.
Yeah. We have many, many guests who come to the hotel just to have a look around, and because of that, we are nearly finished in creating the equivalent of a backstage tour at the hotel. There will be some historical and architectural anecdotes together with some trivia knowledge about the hotel, and we hope to be ready in the next couple of weeks where guests will be able to do a hotel tour here in the hotel, from the enormous kitchen till the presidential suite where Lady Diana stayed 9 years ago, to all the interesting areas of the hotel.
Well, that'll be something very interesting. Mm-hmm. I know the rooms are beautiful. I have a large room, very quiet, as I mentioned, as all the amenities you'd want, and you have the multi-channel television and the in-room internet access, all the things that somebody wants today. But, of course, as we're going to be talking later in the show, there's so much to see and do in Chicago. How much time are you going to spend in your room? But it's a nice, quiet place return to have a nap, get ready.
It's a true sanctuary.
The bathrooms are large. You don't see the large bathrooms sometimes in hotels anymore.
What is probably still very, very famous for is our fabulous banqueting rooms. We're doing approximately 120 weddings a year, most of them in the Gold Coast room. There's a wonderful ballroom overlooking the Lake Michigan. And it is one of the prime locations for fundraisers, social events, or weddings, or any sort of family celebrations you may want to have. As a matter of fact, this weekend we have two wedding parties who will celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary here in the hotel. And people do like to come to this hotel for the very, very special occasions.
Well, they come back for that special occasion. They make a weekend a special occasion.
That's right.
You come here, you will remember your Chicago visit because you stayed at the Drake. It's the
this
location and the ambiance. You put it together and you say, hey, what a great weekend getaway.
And Stephen, coming from the Commonwealth country of Canada, I'm sure you can also appreciate that the Drake has a lovely tea lounge, perhaps the loveliest in the city, in the Palm Court, and one that's so popular that during the holiday season we do several hundred covers a day in that Palm Court, because it has become such a tradition to take tea at the Drake, not only during the holiday season, but actually throughout the year.
Well, people want to relax, and relaxation and tea time just go together. And tradition. People are looking for
that true
tradition. They're putting that tradition and that history back in their lives.
That's right. You have afternoon tea, you have a harp playing there, and the afternoon tea starts at 11:30 in the morning. And people lining up, it is very, very popular. It's very
one of the only teas that's at 11:30, just to accommodate the volume of people that would like to participate. But you talk, Stephen, about the history of the hotel. There is no hotel in Chicago that has a richer history than this hotel, which opened up on New Year's Eve, 1920.
Now, that is quite some history there. As we have 30 seconds before the break, actually 20 now, Steve, can you give us some of the telephone numbers and websites for the Drake Hotel?
www.thedrakehotel.com, 1-800-55-DRAKE to get more information on the legendary Drake Hotel, Chicago's finest and favorite.
And we approach a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford is in Chicago at the Drake Hotel experiencing the great things that are Chicago. Stay listening following the break.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. You know, that's one of my favorite lead-back tunes called Summer's Here, and it sure feels that way. And what a better great feeling than to be in Chicago on a day like today. Stephen Pickford's in Chicago at the Drake Hotel with a room full of people going to tell us all about the great time he's having there. Steve?
Well, having a great time. Beautiful, sunny day here and summertime getaways, weekend getaways. People are looking for unique and different things to do, and there's so much going on this summertime in Chicago. Donna Metz is the Marketing and Public Relations Manager for the City of Chicago. And she joins us now. Tell us about some of those events and what she has lined up for summertime visitors here to Chicago.
Well, Steve, I mean, we do twice a year. Actually, the winter is one of the times and the summer is the other time, the citywide initiative, which each summer we have different themes, and this summer's theme is all about stirring things up in Chicago, as we're calling it, where we're mixing the culinary, visual, performing, and literary arts. And it will run through October 31st, and there'll be wonderful events, everything from hands-on cooking classes, demonstrations, music concerts, farmers markets, and, of course, the 25th birthday of Taste of Chicago, and a lot more. There are also great hotel rates right through here, over 45 hotels offering special rates starting at $69 a night in downtown Chicago. And we just talked about the Drake, who is not participating in this particular one, but the Hilton Chicago and the Palmer House Hilton, which are also part of that same group, are participating. And some of the hotels, if you stay two nights or more, are even giving free parking.
That's a good value when it's like $24 or more to park in downtown Chicago.
And I know there's so many Canadians that are on the southern end that like to drive and come into Chicago, so I think that's a great point, and a lot of pools as well for the families. So that's what, in a nutshell, Stirring Things Up consists of. And we've actually put together some weekend packages that are a great way to really delve into it that we call immersion weekends. We've got a culinary immersion weekend coming up June 24th through the 26th, another one October 21st through the 23rd, and then in August we've got a lakefront adventure, which is a different animal. But let me just give you an example of the immersion weekend, which consists of two nights at a first-class downtown hotel, tickets to some of the hottest events in town, and then, of course, behind-the-scenes and VIP experiences with arts experts. So on the June 24th immersion, they're going to start out that Friday. They're going to come in and go over to the headquarters for Stirring Things Up in Chicago, and they'll get a chance to experience an exhibition that I'll talk a little bit about later there, and then go on a dining adventure to three restaurants where they'll have their entree and their appetizer and dessert at three different restaurants. And the next day, it's taste all day. They're going to go over to the cooking corner and get a piece of Eli's Cheesecake 25th Taste of Chicago birthday cake. And later, they're going to go over to the Dominic's corner where Ted Allen, who you get Queer Eye for the Straight Eye in Canada,
yeah,
do you not?
Yeah.
Well, the people are familiar with Ted Allen. He's going to be the host there at the Dominic's cooking corner for the Taste of Chicago. And then those guests will have reserved seating for a wonderful performance with Leanne Rimes and Aaron Tippin. And the next day, they're going to go behind the scenes and get a crepe cooking class with one of Chicago's three master chefs, and they have a French-inspired breakfast. So that's an example of an immersion weekend, because, you know, I think Chicago's known for its cultural attributes.
Culture, and then combine that with food, you've got a great great weekend.
Heaven, I would think.
And the brochure here, Stirring Things Up in Chicago, it's full of, I mean, it's almost like 50 pages or more, and it's nicely designed in that it shows you month by month, week by week, so
sure,
you can plan your calendar.
There's more than 250 events, and the brochure, your listeners can call up to our toll-free number at 1-877-CHICAGO, or they can go on our website at www.877chicago.com, and they can request the Chicago Travel Planning Kit, and that brochure will be in the kit, or they'll see all the same information on the website. So that's a great way. Or they can actually book an immersion weekend or any of the hotels that are offering those special rates for that as well.
And it gets them out into the various neighborhoods of Chicago, because one of those brochures that is included in the visitor's guide information that you will receive talks about neighborhood tours. And that it's not just downtown Chicago. This city is got so many different things that you may not expect, and it brings back visitors time after time. If you've been here before, you've got something to do time and time again to come here for.
Exactly, exactly. And while right now this month, I mean, of course, it's fabulous with the 25th of Taste of Chicago, and a lot of that is focused on the downtown area because it is at the lakefront, but they've got more than 60 restaurants participating in over 300 menu items from each of those, and those restaurants are from really every corner of the city. So you get right all in one place just a sample of Chicago's cuisines, which really represent the world. That's going to be 11 days this year in honor of that birthday, June 24th through July 4th. And, let me just mention a little bit more about Chicago the World's Pantry, which is the headquarters for Stirring Things Up in Chicago. It's located at the Chicago Tourism Center, 72 East Randolph. It's right across the street from the Chicago Cultural Center, and it's a multimedia exhibition with the works of local artists. There's some interesting objects like some Popiel creations, if you're familiar with Popiel, and also an examination of Chicago's food then and now. And one really great aspect of it is something called the Culinary Concierge, which we've got a team of foodies from Chicago who are there to direct guests on their Stirring Things Up adventure to any of the 250-plus events of Stirring Things Up. And or even if you're, let's say, trying to do some special recipe, because we have all the cultures of the world represented in Chicago, a lot of times it's easier to find that ingredient that you might not be able to find at home, and they can direct you to that as well.
You get those recipes and say, where am I going to get that? And of course, if you're, there's an area in the city where there's member of that community and they have a grocery store, a little shop,
That's right.
You can get there.
Well, I've got so many other things to talk about, but I want to just kind of maybe say that there are different series that are all a part of Stirring Things Up. For example, we've got a food and film series. It's going to be Gallery 37 on their rooftop. It's going to be Thursdays in August and the first Thursday in September, and they'll see a food-inspired film and also have a wonderful picnic-style dinner provided by one of our local purveyors, Fox and Oville. So that will be very nice, and that's included all together in the price. We've got a poetry series, and I was sharing with you a poem that Mark Smith, who the inventor of the poetry slam, which is basically improvisational poetry, wrote. And people who come to Chicago and go to Lou Malnati's and pick up a pizza or get a delivery, they'll get that in there with their pizza. But there's other poetry events, like, for example, over at Millennium Park, which I'm sure you've heard of. There's going to be the poetry hot dog cart. Right on the sidewalk next to Millennium Park will be a hot dog cart, except for one small detail. No hot dogs.
Oh, that's... What will there be on the hot dog cart without hot dogs?
Pray tell. Well, people will order a poem. They will say what they want on their poem, and then that person will make it up on the spot and serve it to them.
Oh, improvisational poetry.
Add a little all, stuck it on the wall, and that's all.
Yes, I wonder if the poet laureate of Vancouver will make his way here. But I will read a couple of lines. Deep Dish Chicago by Mark Kelly Smith. Everybody's juices bubbling and sizzling and spitting inside, and a crust that can be thick when it needs to be thick, when it gets poked and fingered and belittled and cast off as just another Second City helping of Flatlander's windy cheese.
Gee, Stephen, that also fits some of the ladies that you knew.
Yeah. There must be hidden meaning and innuendo. I'd have to meet this fellow Mark Smith and see, maybe he is a talking donkey like us, right?
Here I sit. Brokenhearted.
Yes, I will. And yeah. There's actually quite a few of those poems on the internet. I'm not original. But the number again, 1-877-CHICAGO or www.877chicago.com. There's such great food here. I had a great meal last night at Time Restaurant, and John is here, the owner, chef. He'll be joining us later.
Oh, yeah, following that break, Steve. But are you going to have one of those famous Chicago hot dogs at least?
Oh, I will have a hot dog for lunch. I'll make up my own poem as I eat it, but I think I've got to have a real hot dog with meat in it and a bun.
No ketchup.
And Willem, even though you're not here, you can participate in Stirring Things Up right now. We've got Chicago's Do-It-Yourself Dinner Party. Just go to the website at 877chicago.com, and we've got recipes that are provided by different Chicago chefs, like John Bubala from Time, for example. And we're inviting people to create their own dinner, tell us about it, send us a photo, and we're going to select different stories and photos to post on the website as we go along through October 31st.
Stirring up some great Chicago memories. And so, John, you're telling me that your recipes, some of your recipes are available online at 877chicago.com?
What I did is I created a family dish for a summer picnic. So one of my mom's favorite dishes for the summer was soy ginger marinated flank steak cooked on the grill. All the boys on the baseball team would come over. That's what she'd make. So I thought that would be a great way to bring to the city a family recipe, and that's what it's really there. Share your family recipes and let the people of the city enjoy them.
We got 20 seconds coming up on the break on the Travel World Radio Show Across America via satellite. Stephen's going to be bringing up all kinds of great new guests. We've got a room full of people at the Drake Hotel. And we're going to be following up with more of Chicago, Taste of Chicago, John Babala, of course, having put his recipes online at 877chicago.com. And stay tuned following the break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Site at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal with Bob Cassini behind master control, pushing all the buttons, and Stephen Pickford is in Chicago with a room full of people at the Drake Hotel telling us all about the great things to be had. We first talked about the Drake Hotel, and then we talked about culture and food and, of course, poetry carts, and even read you a little bit of poetry on the air. And, Steve, what do we got next?
Well, we're joined now by Brad Thacker. He's project administrator for the City of Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs, and talking a little bit more about what is included this summertime in Chicago's cultural side of events.
Well, thanks for having me on, Steve. We have so many exciting musical programs this summer. One, for example, is Peel Me a Grape, but there's a bit of a history behind this program that I put together. Maxim's, the Nancy Goldberg International Center, a lot of you listeners out there may remember Maxim's de Paris here in Chicago, which is an exact replica of Maxim's in Paris. And for about 20 years, it was the only four-star French restaurant in Chicago. When the Goldbergs passed away, they left this beautiful property to the city and enabled to preserve its beauty. So we do public programming there, a cabaret series there, and we also do a wonderful show called Conversations with Extraordinary People with Chicago's own Rick Kogan as our host. So now what's happening is I'm walking down the street and I'm going music, food, music, food. And this was last year for Winter Delight, which is how we get all these wonderful people to come here when it's cold and we warm them up. So I'm going music, food. Well, my passion is the Great American Songbook. And I'm going, okay, think about all the great songs about food. So we did this program last January at Maxim's. It was such a hit. We did it twice. And we're going, wow, now we have this stirring things up this summer. Why don't we take it out to our community? But what it really is choreographed by what songs are done. We've got a great cast, and I would say four of Chicago's finest cabaret performers. First of all, I have to mention Audrey Morris, who is a true legend here in Chicago. She started in the 50s, first singer to ever perform at Mr. Kelly's on Rush. We just celebrated her 75th birthday this year at the Cultural Center and still performs. And you close your eyes, she's 30 years old, and her phrasing, oh, by the way, Canada out there, Oscar Peterson said she is his mentor. So when he was here in Chicago, so she sings Black Coffee in the coffee chorus. She opens with Make It Another Old Fashioned. I could start at the beginning. We start with our boo songs. We start with The Night They Invented Champagne. And they serve wine and champagne.
Did you have The Night They Invented Poutine?
We might throw that in.
That is a song invented in Montreal.
Really? I'm making a note of that.
And you could invite Willow to personally perform it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would.
And you know, we're going to speak with, we're doing this Peel Me a Grape in three wonderful restaurants here in Chicago, but I want to mention a few other programs that we're doing at Maxim's this summer. In fact, next Wednesday night, we're doing a show called Mm-mm Good with the Boomer Babes, which is a wonderful act with Pam Peterson and Jan Slavin, and they go back to the old days of TV, and they do the jingles, and of course, we're serving a homemade TV dinner catered by the Whitehall Hotel, which we're going to have meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and gravy. And, of course, there's always room for Jell-O.
Oh,
and
always room for Jell-O.
And so this is going to be another choreographed show. So as they're singing Make It Shimmer, Make It Glimmer, the waitstaff will be bringing the Jell-O out. And
is it going to be really that crusty lime Jell-O that they have in the hospitals or what?
Oh, no. We're going to have one of Mom's favorite ambrosia Jell-O salads. And, you know, this is going to be a fancy TV dinner.
And you have to top it up with Ice Castle ice cream, you know, in that soggy paper carton that you used to get at the bottom of the grocer's freezer.
The paper carton that always, the freezer would have always broken down, and they would have refrozen it with all the ice crystals. And it has memories of eating in front of the television.
And you try to open up that little carton, and, of course, it rips halfway through. And, you know, the other part of the ice cream is a bit sloshy, and the other part is just crystallized, and your hand gets get stuck in. Yeah, I had one of those too.
I remember many of those good TV dinners where it would come out, part of it would still be ice, and the other part would be like 3,000 degrees, and it'd be hotter than anything. Yes, mm-hmm. Apple crisp. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do cherry pie with homemade vanilla ice cream. So you know,
this is top notch
TV dinner.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention a couple conversations we had with Rick Kogan. We on September 25th. We'll be hosting R. Smith, Oprah's chef, who's written a wonderful new cookbook at Maxine's. And also, we're going to have Joan Reardon on June 22nd in conversation with Rick Kogan. And she wrote a wonderful biography on M.K. Fisher, who has been noted as the poet of the appetite. So some really wonderful things at Maxine's and all over the city this summer. I'm really excited about taking Peel Me a Grape out to the community, so we're going to be able to, you know, hit some of these great restaurants in these great neighborhoods, and each evening will be a taste treat by these wonderful chefs at these great restaurants, starting at time on June 28th, and then we're going to go to the south side of the Polo Cafe on August 2nd, and then on the north
side.
That's
in Bridgeport.
Bridgeport, wonderful old restaurant that used to be a theater, so it's going to be a wonderful place to do this show. And I'd love to mention a few of our other singers if I have a chance. Becky Menzies, our music director, and she plays all over the city. She's an amazing singer and pianist. I mentioned the legendary Audrey Morris, Tommy Michael, and Daryl Nitz, who is a wild and crazy guy and great singer. And also Laura Freeman, a beautiful soprano. So, like, for example, when we bring the coffee out, she sings a beautiful, sexy version of Tea for Two. And when we bring the ice cream out and the cheesecake, she sings Ice Cream, He Brought Me Ice Cream. I'm not singing this morning.
Oh, you sing the Eddie Murphy version of it?
No. Well, which one do you want to hear?
Ice cream. I got my ice cream.
Which course? Oh, I know a great one. When we bring the appetizers out, John, make a note of this.
Yes.
There's a drum roll, and then we go into From Gypsy, Have an Egg Roll, Mr. Goldstone. And then the waitstaff in white gloves. Do you have white gloves?
I'll get
restaurant? Them. Okay. Bring out trays of egg rolls. So, I mean, everything's a little bit of cue, and it's really a kick.
Yeah, people are having fun. They can combine the songs that they remember with some great voices and enjoy a good meal at the same time.
It's fun, and there's some happy moments. There's some great sad moments, Wine and Roses, or when Audrey does Black Coffee. Just a beautiful, beautiful evening. We've had such a hit with this show that we've actually been doing it for a lot of private events also, that people go, oh, I've got to bring friends to this. This is just an evening to remember. It takes it back to the old supper club days.
Yeah, for the banquettes and the leather seating and the sort of the dim lighting, the little lights on each table.
Absolutely.
Remember the 40s and 50s, and it was an event to get dressed and go out and
absolutely
see a show and enjoy a meal.
With a little four red heat lamps on top of that little silver container with four-day-old chicken that's still warm next to the Moisson d'Or Cafe. Yeah, I remember that.
We're not eating at the Woolworths cafeteria. You're thinking of another restaurant that tried to simulate with the red banquet.
With all the joking aside and everything, though, it strikes me as one of these kind of feel good situations where you go in there and it's all about having fun. Regardless of the song being sung, you're going to have a feel good time.
Oh, absolutely. And you're going to have a wonderful meal on top of it, just a wonderful experience. It's just so rare anymore.
Well, that's for sure. There's not enough people who do things just for fun these days. I mean, we here at Travel World understand that specifically, because that's why every year we have a great big barbecue party in our backyard with music and song and comedy and the whole bit. And that's something we do every year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Saturday, August 27th, and Should be a good one this year. A lot of people are already marking it on their calendars. So.
Yeah. It gets better and better every year. This year featuring comedian Scott Falconbridge, if we can get hold of him. And, of course, who does an awful lot of comedy about different types of food. And I would love to get John Panette. Now, there is food comedy. But having a great time here in Chicago with Stephen Pickford. I'm in Montreal. And we've got about a minute before the break time. Steve, what else would you care to mention about this?
Well, I was saying that earlier we're going to go tonight for a deep dish pizza at Giordano's, so that's going to be
on the agenda for this evening. I'm going to be visiting the Shedd Aquarium, and maybe I'll even head to the beach right across the street here from the Drake. There's always something different each time. This is my sixth trip to Chicago, and that always amazes me that there's something different and fun to do. The Lincoln Park Zoo, or maybe a boat cruise on the Chicago River. Things that I haven't done before, because I've been to the Museum of Science and Industry, I've been to the Museum of Contemporary Art, but each trip brings along something new to see. So I'm looking forward to this afternoon, a beautiful sunny day here in Chicago, and getting out and about and seeing the different things that make Chicago a very special city. 1-877-CHICAGO, www.877chicago.com for more information on what is happening this summertime in Chicago.
Stay tuned following the break. This is a Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice. Stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Pork Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio in Montreal with Bob Cassini behind the controls. Stephen Bickford is in Chicago at the Drake Hotel. We've been talking about the Drake Hotel and about the culture there, poetry, and food in the cabaret. Bob, of course, was for 16 years, the cabaret director at our own Beckett Players here in Montreal. So we know all about putting on a great show, having a good time, and we're all about music and fun. Steve, tell us what else you have for us all about Chicago.
Oh, great fun, great meal last night at a Time restaurant. John Bubala is the chef and owner, and people were having a great time there. Friendly people at...
No pun intended.
Sitting and having some, great time. Yeah, great time. Spelled differently, so it's time.
That would be the 400th time he's heard the joke this morning, too.
Yes, and that is why there's a smile on John's face, just as there were on the faces of his many satisfied patrons last night. I have the crab cakes and the steak and mashed potatoes, apple crisp. Hey, talking about apple crisp, much, much better at John's restaurant than the Swanson TV dinner. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Steve. One of the things I want to tell your listeners about that's also happening this summer through the city of Chicago is some of the events that I'm holding at my restaurant Time. One of those is all about cheese. Starting on Wednesday, June 22nd, and the next four Wednesdays after that, my friend Giles from the Great American Cheese Collection, we're going to get together and talk about cheese and wine pairings. It seems like it's a very European thing to do, but in America sometimes we lose sight of how wonderful cheese is before or after dinner. And there's so many just fantastic American artisanal cheeses that are being produced in the Midwest, whether it's Judy Shad, Scott Capriol, or Sid Cook from Wisconsin. And what we're going to try to do is take our guests and say, okay, if you have an Alsatian Gewürztraminer, which is great floral nose, huge acidity, what kind of cheese would you eat with that? It might be a triple creme, or it might be a stinky, bloomy, wash rind cheese from the Rhone. And those are some of the things that we're going to talk about. And sometimes,
mask them, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to match cheese and wine because so many people in the summer have dinner parties, but they're always eating tomato bruschetta or chicken wings or something like that. We're going to say, hey, listen, try this cheese and wine pairing, and I think you're really going to find it nice. It'll add a little bit of class to your outdoor party this summer.
Steven's favorite wine and cheese, of course, is who ate all the feta, Farley?
Yeah, I'll be whining, yes.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, but we're not going to have the feta cheese and tomato festival.
There we go.
And we all know what is paired with that, Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Yeah.
One of the other events we're holding in my outdoor garden.
Well, that's a beautiful, quiet place. Right in the city, you don't think of that. The birds.
No, we're real
chirping
fortunate.
Right behind you.
The man who bought the property, Danilo Wenzi, in '78, he had the foresight to plant a sycamore tree, which is found all throughout the south of France. It's about 40 feet tall. It's got a diameter of about 60 feet, and it really pretty much shades the entire patio. We have a variegated pink beech, we've got white birch, river birch, boxwood, peonies, rose bushes. I have some Native American weeds, which we call wildflowers, a purple thistle, and that's where we're going to be holding a picnic in Time's Garden. Jeremy Jackson wrote a really wonderful book this year called A Good Day for a Picnic. And so I'm going to host a lunch with him. He's going to be doing his book signing. The books will be for sale. And what I've done is I've taken his recipes and his ideas and kind of created them through Time, and we're going to serve a lunch out in the garden. Some of the dishes we're going to be doing is start off with champagne with kumquat. It's a very, very German, European, Austrian starter. Very nice. Very, very refreshing, because that's probably going to be 90 degrees in the middle of July. Another one we're going to do, we're going to make a potato salad. We're going to take leeks and char them on a flat top, so they're going to be really, really acidic. But the sweetness of the leeks will balance with the potato salad, some grain mustard. Another one is we'll be doing is poached salmon with a carrot ginger sauce and a little bit of couscous. And so I've just taken some of his recipes, changed them around a little bit to work with our restaurant, and he's going to be very happy with them. And we'll do a book signing outside in the garden. And that's happening Saturday, July 16th at 12:30. One of the great programs that I start participating in July is the Culinary Concierge. And that was set up to give visitors to Chicago a culinary direction. Everybody uses MapQuest or they get this map of the city. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to not promote any single establishment over any other, but if a family of five or six comes up and they say, hey, you know what? We really like Mexican. Where can we go with our kids? A great place might be Uncle Julio's.
Il Perro.
Who?
Yes, we get it, yes.
Yes. Uncle Julio's, they've got virgin margaritas for the kids with tops and straws. They've got quesadillas, cheese quesadillas with no green. That's a big thing with the kids. Say you're looking for, you know what, we really want to see a neighborhood Italian spot. We might send you down to Franco's. It's a family-owned restaurant on 31st Street in Bridgeport. Really wonderful chicken and avocado sandwiches, great steaks and homemade pastas, grilled calamari. The bruschetta is the best, and the spumoni.
And don't leave out one of my Chicago favorites, which is right at the beginning of the old Route 66 and this one particular restaurant where you can get a really great, rich breakfast.
Yeah, Lou Mitchell's.
You got it.
Come on!
Yeah, Chicago favorite.
Double egg yolk. Yeah. Guy passes the. They pass out the milk duds to every woman.
Only to women. Only to women.
So what we're trying to do with the Culinary Concierge is steer our out of town guests to unique, individual restaurants. Because we do have a lot of chain restaurants in the city, and we're not trying to promote chef owned or individual over chain, but to try to give you a real flavor. Say if you're looking. For some Eastern, Far Eastern Chinese, we might send you up to Lawrence. If you're looking for some steaks, we've got great independent steakhouse like the Chicago Chop House. If you want sushi, hey, Kamahachi or Sushi Bobby. Smaller places that you're really going to get a local flavor of what's happening in Chicago.
Do you like Naniwa?
Naniwa? Yes, the Dragon Roll. Bobby's Spicy Tuna. Yeah, so we've been to these spaces. And Chicago is such a friendly community of chefs. And a lot of us are in our 40s, and we've all been cooking with each other for about 10 or 15 years now. And there's some really wonderful chefs that have some great restaurants, like Dean Zanella 312, Sean McLean at Spring, Johnny Coletta's opening Portino, Susie Crofton's got a wonderful American restaurant, Crofton on Wells, Carrie Nahabidian, Mediterranean at Naha. And these are some of the restaurants that we can recommend that you can go and get a real local flavor from a local chef that lives in the city. Like I live in the city. I live down the street from my restaurant.
And don't forget, there is also a great place that we'd love to plug not far from Chicago in a place called Lake Forest called Lovell's of Lake Forest.
Very nice. He's a very talented chef.
Well, yeah. Well, you know who that is. That's Jim Lovell's son who owns that. Yeah. Mr. Apollo 13 himself, who was on our show a couple years back.
And a good place that I had lunch yesterday, Ina's, down in the, I guess it's the Greek town area with the markets, and very, very friendly, very outgoing lady. She's having some barbecue events coming up through the month of July and August, and the smoked brisket sandwich with the onions, good, and the steak fritz as a side dish to it, and the coleslaw. Boy, a yummy lunch at Ina's. So,
enjoy Sammy and Trixie's. Enjoy Catch of the Day.
Yes, well, they do have Catch of the Day on the menu at Ina's. So, hey, maybe they can all join in for a great meal because there's some great dining to be had in Chicago. 1-877-CHICAGO, www.877chicago.com, and stay at the Drake Hotel, 1-800-55-DRAKE, www.thedrakehotel.com. Something new, something fun every time you visit for great summertime weekend getaways and weekend getaways throughout the year.
Well, that's going to do it for the Travel World Radio Show. We got 45 seconds left. Steve, in 20 seconds, give out all the websites you can give.
Okay, www.877chicago.com, www.thedrakehotel.com. Ina's restaurant was www.breakfastqueen.com, www.timechicago.com. For all the places that have been mentioned on the show today. And that, Brad is furiously writing something and he may not get into the time limit.
That's it. We got 5 seconds left. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And Bob Cassini is going to...
Bob Cassini.
Stay tuned. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.